dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 4 a.m. We'll hear the simulcast of our good friends over at Bradley Place with the WGN-TV Morning News. And then at 5 o'clock, Steve Cochran has your morning drive for this Friday. And it is Friday, which means all the regular features have begun. We've got Nick D Show Spies coming up. We've got Straight Out of Context, and we have Fly Jams Friday. But we started off right now with...
You Big Dummy!
You know this. This is when we read news stories of real people doing real dumb stuff and being really, really stupid. And then we vote on the winner. Tom votes, I vote, and then the first person through at 312-981-7200 also votes.
Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy one.
She went from sandwich artist to con artist. Police in New Mexico arrested a Subway restaurant employee after she staged a robbery in her own shop, allegedly because, quote, she wanted to teach one of the employees a lesson, unquote. Lorena Ariana Marin told officers she staged a robbery at the Las Cruces Subway where she worked in order to teach one of the employees a lesson about what could happen late at night in this part of town. Lorena Ariana Marin, the Subway employee, and her alleged accomplice, Angelo Ray Espinoza, orchestrated the fake robbery on Monday, bursting into the store with masks over their face, Marin, 22, then hopped over the counter and began verbally and physically threatening the two on-duty employees, while Espinoza, 19, stood by. The woman also ordered one of the employees to get rid of the customer at the drive-thru window. Marin and Espinoza soon herded the two employees towards the back of the store, at which point one employee bolted out of the eatery and made it to her car. The two suspects fled the scene shortly after. Police caught up with Marin and Espinoza within minutes of the crime after a citizen reported seeing a suspicious vehicle parked nearby. Inside the car, officers found Marin and Espinoza. Marin was identified as a possible suspect after one of the Subway employees claimed to have recognized her voice during the robbery. Police say Marin, 22, with accomplice Angelo Ray Espinoza, 19, were apprehended within minutes of the crime.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy two.
Out on the interstate, we all see drivers distracted behind the wheel with their phones, food, and personal grooming. However, most of us probably have never seen someone playing an instrument behind the wheel until today. There are a lot of people who get into accidents because of distracted driving, said 13-year-old Brinley Eggett. That's obvious to Brinley. At approximately 5:30 p.m. on November 18th, she and her older sister shot video of a man playing a trumpet while driving with their family in Utah County. He had no hands on the wheel part of the time. She showed the video to a teacher who shared it with KASL-TV. They think it would be a wake-up call to other distracted drivers. I think it's pretty dangerous because you aren't using your hands to drive. You're also not looking at the road. It's a guy playing a trumpet.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three.
A disgraced police sergeant who tried to frame his wife by head-butting a door and claiming she punched him has lost his job and been ordered to carry out community service. Barry Murphy was in police uniform when he head-butted his front door and began punching himself at his former home. He hoped to land his estranged wife in trouble, but his plan backfired when a teenager filmed this bizarre ham-acting antics on her mobile phone. Footage of the story shows Murphy yelling, "You just hit me! I cannot believe you just hit me!" when there was no one close to him at all at the time. His wife had called the police, and Murphy was apparently trying to put his assault claim on the recorded call. Murphy is now being kicked out of the police and looking for a new job while going through divorce proceedings.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four.
He made it a Methodist church. Methodist church. A Maine man has been charged with turning a kid's playroom in a Methodist church into a meth lab. Matthew Anderson, 33. I wish his name was Walter White. Matthew Anderson, 33, was busted after officials at Buxton United Methodist Church alerted police on Thursday to suspicious activity inside an upstairs playroom at the House of Worship, Buxton police said. Officers then called the Maine Drug Enforcement Agency after finding items that are consistent with manufacturing process of methamphetamine. And the force revealed in a statement, Anderson is being charged with unlawful operation of a methamphetamine lab. He is being held in York County Jail after failing to post $50,000 bond, police say. He's due in Superior Court on January 24th.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five.
Deputies have charged a Fort Myers man for impersonating an officer after reports he operated his Bentley car as if he were law enforcement. 30-year-old Christopher Duluck is charged with felony falsely impersonating a law enforcement officer and his vehicle seized. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, deputies received reports that Duluck was operating his 2009 Bentley in a reckless manner, utilizing a police siren and lights to maneuver around traffic and intimidate others. Because, you know, there are so many police cars that are Bentleys. Duluck also reportedly attempted a traffic stop on a motorist utilizing lights and sirens, but drove off at a high rate of speed when the citizen pulled over. A search warrant was served at his Little Gem Circle home, and he was taken into custody. A search of his vehicle revealed a speed measurement device similar to what is commonly used by law enforcement and police-style antennas mounted on the car.
Spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the recap and we'll vote. If you want to vote, I'll do the recap afterwards. First person through will be our third vote. Tom will vote. I will vote. And then we'll pick the dummy of the week. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Skyline studio, and we are here until 4 a.m. The regular Friday features are happening right now. We're continuing with You Big Dummy. We got Straight Out of Context coming up, Nick D Show Spies, and then things are going to get funky with Luscious Hushes and Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right, we have to vote on the dummies. Let me do a recap, and then the first person through at 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. Okay, we got the dummy subway employee who staged a fake robbery to teach an employee a lesson. We have the dummy driver who played trumpet while driving. We have the dummy police sergeant who headbutted a door to frame his wife. We have the dummy who turned a church playroom into a meth lab. And we have the dummy who impersonated a cop while in a Bentley. Because there are so many Bentley police cars out there on the streets. All right, Tom, what's your brain waves?
My brain wave, well, I'll give the runner-up to the guy playing the trumpet in his car because, you know what, it's dangerous, but it is endearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to play the trumpet when I was in fifth grade,
shout
out. But I think the dummy is really, it's the guy who beat himself up to try and claim that his wife did it, but videotaped it.
Well, like, he didn't videotape it,
but someone was like, I actually watched the video.
Yeah. Somebody had their phone right, you know.
Yeah, just right there.
It was a teenager,
a teenager videotaping him doing it.
Yeah.
You didn't think that was going to get out?
Yeah.
And also because that story's coming to us from Fife, which is in Scotland.
Oh, sure.
And proving that Scotland has just as many dummies as the rest of this planet. So
there you go.
I got to give it to him.
Okay. I'm going to vote here, but we want to hear you guys. We want to hear from you guys. We did the recap. Which dummy do you think that you would vote for? 312-981-7200. First person through gets our third vote. Okay, so the subway employee who staged the fake robbery, it's the stupidest thing. I mean, how do you not think you're going to get busted?
It never works. People try to do that kind of stuff all the time. It never works.
I mean, it just is ridiculous. I think the guy who was trying to impersonate a cop, there's just something weird going on there. He had all that stuff in his car. He put the lights out and everything. But the thing is, again, the key to this story is that he has a Bentley. I mean, because there are not a lot of cop cars out there that are Bentleys.
No.
So he's an idiot. But I think, obviously the visual of a guy playing a trumpet while driving is pretty hilarious. You got to admit that that's absolutely hilarious. Some guy just playing the trumpet while driving. But I have to agree with you. I've got to go with the idiot police sergeant who smashed his face off of a door. Hey, I can't believe you hit me.
Why would you do this?
Why would you hit me? So phone lines are open, get in here, man. We need one more voter. So get in now. It's already, you know, we want to see if it's going to be unanimous. So call right now at 312-981-7200 and cast your vote for who you think is the biggest dummy. Tom and I both picked the stupid police sergeant who smashed his head off a door to frame his wife. So 312-981-7200. Call up right now. Phone lines are open. First person through will vote. So we got the dummy subway employee who staged a fake robbery. We got the dummy driver who played a trumpet while he was driving. We got the dummy police sergeant who headbutted a door to frame his wife. We got the dummy who turned a church playroom into a meth lab. And the dummy who impersonated a cop while in a Bentley. 312-981-7200. Okay, hello? Hello, is this on? Is this on? Phone lines are open right now. It's real easy. You call 312-981-7200 and you cast your vote for which you think is the biggest dummy. So there you go. Jeez. All right. Oh, I think we have someone here. Let's see. All right. Here we go. Jill, who do you think is the biggest dummy?
The meth lab.
The meth lab. Okay, you're going with the meth lab. The guy who turned a church playroom into a meth lab.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks. See ya. Bye. By the way, my phone just came on.
No, it's looking for meth labs.
It said, what can I help you with? And it says, meth lab. Like, it says that I asked my phone to find a meth lab.
Oh, well, now the government's going to know.
This is ridiculous. No, I don't want help with a meth lab. How did that happen? Was it Google's just ready to go if you need a
She's there for anything you need.
How can I help you? And it says, with a meth lab. Like I said, with a meth lab.
I'm sorry, Nick. No meth labs in your area.
I don't understand this. And I didn't know that that was a feature on my phone.
The meth lab lookup?
One of the great features on my phone, apparently, is that it can show you where meth labs are located.
God, I love this new, exciting century we live in. Find a meth lab at the drop of a hat. Goodness gracious.
My phone is weird. Does anybody, when they do these commercials on TV, do when they say, Alexa, please do this, do people, when they're watching TV, does Alexa go on? Because you're watching TV and someone on TV says it? Like, I just said it. I'm imagining that there are some devices people, that started, what can I help you with? It's, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is that we used to have a commercial. We used to have a promotion reminding everybody you can listen to us on your smart devices. And we had to change the copy because we got so many complaints. But I have a Google Home. I got it for free with a Spotify subscription.
Yeah. Does it help you find meth labs?
No, it helps me make recipes. I keep it in my kitchen, of all places.
All right.
But the thing that they did that was smart was you have to say okay first.
Oh.
You don't just say Google. You have to say okay or hey. You don't just say the name of the device and then it activates.
Oh, I see.
So that's kind of convenient.
I just remember, you know, the story that I always go back to with these devices in your house and stuff like that, you know, is that I remember the story from earlier this year where Alexa just started laughing in the middle of the night. I mean, just for no reason, you'd just be going, I don't need that in my life. I don't need unexplained laughter coming out of an electric device at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Just
suddenly,
thank you.
Dark in the kitchen. No, I don't need that. Should we start real quick and then, or should you want to break? What do you want to do here?
Let's go for it. Let's get a couple.
All right, let's get a couple of these in. Hold on a second. What am I doing here? We're doing this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right, straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, as you should, because it's the best. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Straight out of context. Let's go.
All right, first one here. We got a couple here from Brian who sent these in. These are Lou Manfredini. Let's start with the first one.
While it's still wet, once a week, you give it a little squirt.
I wish Esmeralda were here.
I know, she loves them.
She loves the Lou Manfredini out of context. Okay.
All right, next up is another Manfredini, again from Brian. You'll like this one, I think.
When it's summer, are you cranking on this thing?
Only in the summer. None of the other seasons.
No,
only in the summer.
Prime time in the summer.
Yeah.
Prime time.
Okay.
All right. Let's throw in real quick here one for Dean. Everybody loves to hear Dean on the show. This one's coming to us from Tim.
Nobody wants to hear of anyone's isobars drooping.
God. What is happening on Sunday morning?
I don't know. I worked on Sunday mornings for a couple years.
Yeah.
And, It's just insanity.
Yeah.
Pure insanity.
Yeah. Between him and Schwann.
Those two are something else. And then Andy will come in with a zinger.
Yeah.
That's just what they do.
That's it. You got to listen to Dean on Sunday morning. He's great. Okay.
All right. Let's throw in John here, a little John Williams. This is always fun to hear him. This is another one from Brian.
If it feels like you're hauling Santa's sack on your back.
I like the festive music in the background as you're hauling Santa's sack. That's pretty funny.
I thought it was Santa's bag. Or,
no,
you know,
it's a sack.
It's a sack.
Yeah, it's a sack.
You know, watch out sack, for the sack.
Sack full of toys.
Okay.
All right.
All right, next up. I'll say this, a little preview. You're going to have a good week this week.
Oh, man.
Here it is. This one's coming to us from Carrie.
Can I do it till I need glasses? Now, that's the title of a movie that came out in the 70s. It was an anthology comedy movie, and it starred Robin Williams. So I didn't say that like as a statement, as a question to the people. I was just simply relaying the title of a 70s movie. That's all I was doing.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all, everybody. Come on.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Here's one from Steve Cochran.
Well, it was a big package.
Who sent that?
That's coming to us from Brian.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was a big package.
He says it in a weird, kind of a creepy way as well.
Well, it was a big package.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on there?
I don't know. He's got a big package.
That's right.
You got to watch out.
Yeah. It's Christmas time. Lots of big packages around at Christmas time.
And then real quick, here's another one for Steve. And this is a fun one. This is coming to us from Rob.
And I'm sorry I stepped on your ding-dong there at the end.
That's pretty great. That's pretty. Let's take a break on that one. All right, let's take a break. Let's take. We need a couple of seconds for that. Sorry, I stepped on your ding dong. That's pretty great. All right, straight out of context. We'll continue after this break here on 720 WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context. Context. Context.
Context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. 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 Context.
Ah, there it is. We're back. Straight out of context. And this is when you listen to the radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context, sounds a little dirty. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com as we continue our Friday regular features. Okay, Tom, let's continue.
All right, next up, this is coming to us from Brian, and it's the great Demetrius Ivory from over at WGN News in the Weather Center.
Sure.
Here we go.
If there's an inch, that's a lot.
Oh, brother. Okay.
All right. This is two for another one for you.
Oh, man.
I know. You had quite a week. I won't lie to you. This is coming to us from Kevin all the way out in Iowa.
I like head. Oh, man. Oh, man. What was I talking about?
You were talking about different names for the toilet.
Oh, sure. Sure. All right.
All right. Another one for you here. This one's coming to us from our friend Wild Bill.
I did my duty. Oh. Yeah, you know, you can't say that word here anymore. You can't say that.
Duty. You got to say it. Duty.
Yeah. Even then, people will misinterpret it. What was I talking about?
You were talking about voting in the Chicago Film Critics Association.
Ah, yes.
Year list.
Yes, yes. And by the way, the nominations came out, and we'll have the winners announced, I believe, tomorrow. So on Sunday night into Monday morning with Eric and Steve here, we'll talk about the winners of the Chicago Film Critic Awards.
I'm very excited to see who wins.
Yeah, me too. I think we've got great choices. I'm thrilled that we nominated Elizabeth Moss for mm-hmm. her Smell, and we're one of the only film critic associations to honor her.
Yeah.
In what I think is the best performance of the year.
Plus then if she wins, she'll come visit.
Yeah. Who knows? And then we also nominated Adam Sandler, who's
That's
not
true.
Getting as, is not getting as much love as he should. I know it's a crowded field. I realize that it's a crowded field, but man, he's unbelievable in Uncut Gems. He's amazing in it. Mm-hmm. So all right. We'll do that Sunday night into Monday morning. Okay.
All right. Now, wouldn't be straight out of context if I didn't get caught at least once.
By a Tom?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it was Fox Valley Mike.
Oh, okay.
He is the one who has betrayed me this week. I like to keep my hands busy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
What do you know?
All right.
Another one from the Cochran show. I couldn't tell who it was at first. I'm pretty sure this is Mary Vandeveld here, caught by Fox Valley Mike.
But now we'll eat it instead of shredding.
I think that is Mary.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that is Mary. Sounded a little weird, though.
Yeah.
But now we'll eat it instead of shredding.
Man, you know, maybe that's not Mary.
I couldn't tell.
It might not be Mary. Okay, well, we'll figure it out.
It'll be the
eternal mystery. Okay, next.
All right, next, coming from the Justin Kaufman show, here's Justin caught by Jesse.
Yeah, that's got to be so hard.
Oh, man. Yeah, Justin Kaufman. All right.
That rascal. A little celebrity one here. It's Mr. Alex DeBrinket from the
Fantastic come on,
Blackhawks.
Now the cat?
Yeah, the cat.
The cat made it to out of context.
He's favorite last name in hockey, honestly. DeBrinket.
Well, it's a great, and he's also
awesome.
Been playing well.
He's doing a good job.
Yeah, he is. I mean, consistently the best guy on the team without question is Kane, even though the team's not playing. We have a Express to playback, too.
Absolutely.
So. All right, here's DeBrinket, right?
Yep, and this one's caught by Jesse.
That's a crucial time that we really need to score. And
All right, Kat. Okay.
You win this time. All right. I don't know if I've ever been here for one of these. Scott Catoon from the Startup Showcase.
No.
Is this a first time?
First time.
All right. Rookie appearance, you know?
Yeah.
Not a bad one either. This is coming to us from Jesse.
But it enables me to get it in when I want to get it in.
Oh, man. That's a pretty solid debut.
That's at least, I'd say, a triple.
That's a solid debut right there. All right.
All right. Next, coming to us from Kurt in Bridgeport. It's you again. Again, you had a really good week. I'm not kidding. The next three are you.
Oh,
the next three are you.
Come on, man.
Here's one from Kurt.
I'm not a Bush fan.
Oh, man.
I'm not a fan of the band Bush. That's what I meant. Okay.
All right, this one coming to us from Canadian Bill.
Enjoy the latex smell on your hand after you shake it.
I knew the minute I heard that.
I should have known. We were talking about shaking hands with Steve Guttenberg, who likes to wear latex gloves to conventions. All right.
Here's another one.
It looks thick. Come on, man.
That's from Canadian Bill.
Come on, Canadian Bill. What did I ever do to you? Was I talking about the White Castle?
Yeah, no, you were talking about that was from yesterday morning. We were doing
hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Okay. All right. Steve Cochran here. This is something else. This is from Shaughnessy in the Quad Cities.
Slobber-proof balls.
Do you think Steve's awake yet?
Oh, yeah, he's awake. He's got to be
slobber-proof balls.
And you gotta love Mazur with the at the very end.
That's fantastic. I got to tell you, that might be one of my favorites of all time.
That's a great one.
And the delivery, Cochran's delivery is just beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
And then finally, we're capping it off with a Nick D. Always good. And this one's from Wild Bill, Mr. Wild Bill.
Who requested the Willy? That's good. That's good. All right. I was talking about Willie Nelson. It was an innocent thing. Okay. All right. We'll get back to it again. We'll get back to it again next week. Here we go. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies. Like hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Spies. Like us.
That's right. So it's Nick D. Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever I'm mentioned, we want to know about it. You become a spy. You jot down the day, the time we said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
All right, just a couple here, quick ones. This one was mentioned on the John Williams Show by Justin Coffin, and this is from Deanna.
Hoop dreams versus risky business. That's a tough one.
But those are equally Chicago.
And Nick DiGilio, he's going to say risky business. He's big into risky business.
That's right. You know, this whole thing that Justin Kaufman is doing, I filled out the brackets. Risky business was the winner. I knew that even before I looked at the brackets, risky business.
I went fugitive.
Yeah, that's a great one too. But risky business, man, that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's tough, though, but he's putting Risky Business and Hoop Dreams together.
That's tough.
It's tough because Hoop Dreams is an unbelievably great film, a beautiful movie.
Those guys over at Kotemkin are just...
They're amazing. But the problem is Risky Business is my second favorite movie of all time.
So,
and I was 18 when I saw it. You know, I was between high school and college, and it spoke to me, even though I'm not a rich kid from Glencoe. But I love that movie. I still do. The ending is just a kid gets into Princeton because he's corrupt, because he's a pimp, and I think that says so much.
Yeah, eat your heart out, Princeton.
Gets into Princeton because he's a pimp. I mean, what is this? And that was at the beginning of the decade, at the beginning of the '80s. Paul Brickman nailed the '80s. 3 years in.
Well, you know what Juicy J always says. It's hard out here for a pimp.
That's right.
All right.
All right. This is one more here?
Yep, one more. All this right. is from the Matt Bubala Show. Okay. So this was caught by, our friend Wild Bill. And this is a caller calling in and mentions you.
You know what? I thought of another one with John Cusack. It's a love story.
High Fidelity?
Not that one. Say There's anything? Another one. Yeah, that's it. Say Anything.
And is Say Anything set in Chicago?
I know.
I don't know if it is.
I know the opening. I know the opening is it comes together with Nick and DiGiulio. That's what he says on the high. I mean, on that movie, you know, he mentions Nick, and you know that that opening that Nick DiGiulio does.
Right.
No, it's not. It's not Say Anything. The opening is from The Sure Thing. That, hey, Nick's your buddy. That's from The Sure Thing. And by the way, no, Say Anything does not take place in Chicago. It takes place in Seattle. It's a Cameron Crowe movie. It takes place in Seattle. But that beginning soundbite that I play every night on the show, that's from The Sure Thing. That's from Rob Reiner's movie, The Sure Thing, which is just a charming, charming take on It Happened One Night. That was The Sure Thing. And Say Anything it takes place in Seattle. High Fidelity takes place in Chicago, but Say Anything takes place in Seattle. I just wanted to clear that up. All right, well, keep listening, everybody. Be spies whenever I mention jot it all down. Let's do this. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back. We've got a Blackhawks Express to play, and then we'll play a few funky songs. We got time for just a few funky songs.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Johnny Kemp, baby, just got paid. Fly Jams Friday. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. And Viggity Viggity Vic, double V, verified double V, is running around like a lunatic somewhere. And it's Luscious Hush. Is he here?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
There it is. And by the way, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN. All right, we got some requests for some fly jams. Get a little funky on this Friday morning.
Tons of requests.
All right.
What better way to kick it off with a little Donna Summer, the queen of Friday nights, with On the Radio from Mike in Louisville.
So you remember when we were talking about Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
And I brought up the movie Foxes?
Mm-hmm.
That song was in Foxes. On the Radio was in Foxes. Opening credits of Foxes. Which features Scott Baio being chased on his skateboard by a car.
Wow.
Yeah. Scott Baio.
Everybody loves Scott Baio.
They did a couple of movies together, Jodie Foster and Scott Baio. They were great movie called Bugsy Malone.
Yeah, that's the one where the kids shoot ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gangster movie with kids. Alan Parker.
I know. We talked about this, Nick, please. I'm begging you, give me some time.
All right. Okay, what is our next requestal?
All right, our next request is coming to us. It's Brian McKnight.
Oh, yeah.
Little Brian McKnight. And, of course, it's back at one. It's coming to us from our friend Dino. Thank you so much, Dino. You're the best.
If all things in time will reveal. Yeah. The only one for me and all the people.
Yeah, man, Brian McKnight.
How many kids dance at their prom to that?
How many? That's Brian McKnight always fly.
So fly.
Always fly, man. Some people sometimes are fly. Brian McKnight always fly.
About as fly as they come.
Yeah. He's the flyiest.
You know, I never actually knew who that was.
Like, Brian McKnight?
I mean, I've heard that. I didn't know it was Brian McKnight. I knew who Brian McKnight was.
Yeah.
But I would hear that song all the time. And I was just like, who sings this?
It's Brian McKnight, man.
I was a fool.
All right.
I
was all right. Darn Next fool. Request for Fly Jams.
All right. This is coming to us from Javon in Dallas. It's a band called The Internet. And the song is called Roll Burbank Funk.
Internet?
Yeah, the internet.
Did Al Gore invent them?
I can only assume.
Okay. All right. I never heard those guys before.
Ah.
We got time for one more?
We got time for one more. Let's go for a little Christmas classic.
Yeah.
This is from Ike. It's Santa Claus, Go Straight to the Ghetto.
Yeah, man. James Brown.
Leave something pretty for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it.
It's one of my favorite Christmas songs ever. Santa Claus, Go Straight to the Ghetto. The great James Brown.
So good.
All right. Oh. More Fly Jams. We'll do it again next week, as we will all the regular Friday features. And then we've got the weekend off, obviously. I hope everybody has a really great weekend. And when we come back, we got a lot of new movies to review. It's going to be fun. We'll have Steve and Eric on to talk about the movie reviews, and we will unveil the winners of the Chicago Film Critic Awards, which the nominees are out right now. The winners will be announced, I believe, tomorrow night. And so we'll talk about it Sunday night and Monday morning. So lots of great stuff coming up. And, of course, my dad will tell a joke. Let's break here. And then we got the WGN Morning News TV coming up.